Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, let's get you just moments ago, Dan Quinn meeting with the media, explaining away some of what he did with the roster with Adam Peters. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
Good afternoon, everybody. I think a lot of you probably viewed our initial 53 and actually even think of it as deeper than that as a 70-man roster, and so there's a lot of work to get to that tomorrow. And so Adam and I, we look forward to meeting you with that tomorrow. So be glad to get started with some questions and so can get going.
Hey, Dan, just curious, the decisions at edge rusher, releasing KJ Henry, but keeping Jamin Davis and Jean Baptiste.
Yeah, for sure, Ben. I think, honestly, when you're going into, you know, new programs, you're really looking at, you know, some things that will change and, you know, scheme fits and what you're looking for. Sometimes when you're, you know, going into something new, you're looking for different scheme, different fits. But I think, by and large, we've really been pleased with what we've seen from Jamin, and that certainly was part of the factor.
Hey, Dan, thanks for doing this today. When you, one of the 2023 draft class, 5 of the 7 guys were cut today, and it kind of goes to what you were just saying. What's the challenge for you when you come in, you have a class of draft picks, but you got your new guys too? How do you weigh all that into consideration? Is it just scheme fit? Is it just kind of sometimes you just move on from the past a little bit?
Yeah, I think once I took the job, they're my guys too. And so we're always going to make what we think is the best decision for the team, John. That's our obligation. There are no R's or theirs or any of that kind of good stuff. Like, once I was here, man, I connected with lots of players here. And so, yeah, no looking at it at anything other than just, you know, what do we need to do best for the team? And really, that's where it starts and ends.
Hey, Dan, thanks for doing this. You know, knowing that some of these players on this initial 53-man roster could be off in as little as 36 hours when you guys start to, you know, if you guys do make any waiver claims or whatnot, how do you frame it to these guys when you're meeting with them and letting them know that they did make it, but maybe just for now?
Yeah, that's a great question, Nikki. On a day like today, I think we made 38 transactions, but we met with the players that we had to do the transactions with, not the ones that we did not. And so as that goes, they do know, I have told them that, you know, the first, you know, part of the roster and likely into the first part of the season, it is fluid and it's not final and set in that space. And so that's the conversation, you know, as a big picture wise, Nikki, that I said yesterday, but we don't meet with each player to say that they made it. That will be reiterated again tomorrow, adding, you know, to get to that 70-man roster. And so for as we meet tomorrow, you know, we'll talk about factor squad and waiver claims and that. But it's a fair question. But I'd say in the front end, we say, you know, it's not set here that we're starting this initial 53. So that's the marker, I guess, that we say at the beginning.
Dan, why keep 3 quarterbacks and why have that 3rd quarterback be Jeff?
Yeah, I think as you're going through it, you're just with them. Quite honestly, we like, you know, this quarterback room. And you just want as many guys in the building that are going through the process, understanding the system and working it out. It's such an important position. As you're going through it, you want as many guys in the building that are always developing and always pushing. So no other reason other than just, you know, the talent of the group. And we really felt like this group was really pushing it, and so that was the reason behind it.
Coach, Martavis Bryant and Bryson Tremaine were both part of the cut casualties today. What went into the decision to let them go, and how do you approach building that wide receiver room?
Yeah, Liam, it's you know, 2 different spaces, really. So Martavis getting here later, obviously, that certainly had a factor. I was, you know, proud of him for learning, you know, a good bit of the system to be ready to play, especially more extended play time versus New England. And with Bryson, man, he's really putting in the work and has a bigger role on special teams, obviously, to go. And so a number of these guys, Liam, you can imagine, are right on that cusp. And so that's what you're looking to do, is give them feedback about what it'll take to take the next steps. And it's a hard day for a coach or a general manager, because you know, real emotions for guys that are absolutely going for it, that love the game. And so, you know, we want to make sure we spend time with each player. So it takes a long time, but it's really important, and the players deserve it, to give them that feedback.
Good afternoon, Coach. A couple of undrafted guys, Tyler Owens, Colton Yankoff, can you just kind of talk about what they've been able to show you this preseason training camp and the decision to keep them on the active roster?
Yep, I'd say both of them really, you know, have the propensity to absolutely go for it. You feel their intensity. You feel their speed when they play, both on special teams and on offense and defense, respectively. So at the end of it, you know, when you're really trying to establish an identity, David, that you've heard me use that word before, I think those examples come back up. You know, the speed, the physicality, the effort, the straining, those are things that are commander-style play, and I thought those two really represented that.
Hey, Dana, you mentioned that the roster being fluid over the next couple of days and weeks. Over the next 24 hours, the waiver wire, how much of this roster do you think is still fluid, and how active do you expect you guys to be?
I think as you're going through it, it's kind of part of where your needs are, Steve, and if there are ways that you can do things to address, you know, some needs for the team. So I think we'll have a better understanding of that tomorrow after we go through tonight, you know, as the wire comes back out today. Obviously, the scouting department, you know, is the key part of that, of assessing a player that may be on another team that gets released and a current player on our team. So it's pretty normal around the league this year at this time that a lot of these conversations and things happen. And quite often you look at some players that never end up making it on the waiver wire. So I think we'll have a better assessment for that as we head into tomorrow afternoon and the days ahead.
Dan Quinn with reporters in Ashburn going over the roster. Anything stand out?
How fluid this is. I mean, you heard his first words were the initial. It's not like he said the initial. He emphasized, he put the emphasis on initial, right? And the theme throughout, all the different questions and some good ones in there are from local folks asking the questions. Basically, all the answers reflected, hey, this can all change. Hey, this is minute to minute, hour to hour. And you know, everything kind of goes from there, right? Where this is where we are now. This is only the first report. Nothing is due really final-wise until next week before they get ready to play.
He was asked about keeping three quarterbacks and why Jeff Driskel would be the third. I don't have any problem with either of those things. Number one, I think your quarterbacks are going to run a bunch, especially Daniels, and he's very small, and there are questions about durability that he's just going to have to answer. Hopefully, he answers them resoundingly by staying healthy and playing in 17 games, but no problem with third quarterback. And who else would you have kept? I mean, Trace McSorley over Jeff Driskel? I guess you could do that, but Driskel's a better thrower of the football, I'd imagine. Who else would you have kept? Would you have gone with Sam Hartman? Because you brought him in right after the draft, I think Jeff Driskel's a better option than him, and Hartman, or McSorley for that matter, could both stay in your building on the practice squad if you want to go that route. So I was going to keep three on my 53, and I had Driskel in. I think that's kind of a non-story, but I have seen that some people were surprised that they went with two veterans instead of another younger project type, whether you view that as Hartman, who's actually a kid out of college, or McSorley, who's just younger than Driskel would have been.
So I just view things differently in general. I would almost never keep three. Because especially if I've got somebody like Jaden Daniels, the instant he's not playing, nothing I'm doing has any meaning anyway.
I thought last week you said you'd keep three this year.
No, I'm not a keep three guy. It rarely ever would I do it. There's got to be an extreme circumstance. Like if Daniels was dealing with a nagging injury or something that could easily, you know, tenuously have a setback or something, like where he wasn't sure, wasn't full go, maybe I considered. But in general, it's just, to me, the plane crashes into the mountain the instant my young quarterback can't go. If I'm good, like if I'm San Francisco, I might keep three. Or if I'm a team that you know, I might lose my starter for a little while or something to that effect, and I need to be competitive right now, if I'm a contender, maybe I do it. But in the developmental portion, That's not for me.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.